You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, February 23rd in the year 2021. There's been a lot of talk lately after Sunday's game against the team up north. Trust me, we'll talk about that today. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well, at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today, segment number two. It's all about Chris Holtmann and appreciating what he has done as a coach so far. Segment three, talking about those things people are saying about the Buckeyes, and you might not want to believe everything you're hearing. But we begin today's show talking about a man that I call Junior, full name, Dwayne Washington Jr., because he was recently named co-Big Ten Player of the Week. This is an individual, and I'll be the first one to say it. I know there'd be other writers, other hosts that say things about him as well, but I'll be the first one to say it. I have been very critical of Junior, mainly because I know how good he can be. Not because I think he's a bad player. There's a level of consistency. There's a level of play that he can raise his game to on a consistent level. And those players that are really, really good, I am hard on them because I know there's another gear. There's another level they can go on. What we witnessed from Junior last week, not just against Penn State, but also against the team up north. Oh, my goodness. One was a W, one was an L, but he played well. He was co-Big Ten Player of the Week with Luka Garza, a gentleman that the Buckeyes will be playing, I believe, this coming Sunday in a rematch of a game the Buckeyes won earlier this year. Against Penn State, the Buckeyes won 92-82. Junior played 29 minutes, put up 21 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist against the team up north this past Sunday. Buckeyes lost, unfortunately, 92-87. He played 32 minutes. Had 30 points, 1 rebound, and 3 dimes as well. In the game against the team up north, and it didn't just start in that game. It was more the biggest game of the year, and he had to rise to the occasion. Justice Suing wasn't really going offensively. Seth Towns wasn't getting his shot off. Justin Arns got benched because, well, if his shot's not falling, he's not really the guy that can be out there just playing and taking up playing time because, well, he's kind of one-dimensional. It happens. And so, I noticed Junior was just in the groove, baby. He was just feeling it, pulling up jump shots all over the place. And it was cash money here, cash money there. The one key thing I noticed about Junior, and it didn't start this past Sunday, it's been over the past 4 or 5 games where his confidence has risen. He's making smarter decisions. Consistently making smarter decisions. We all know that guy. We all know that person that they're out there and occasionally they don't make the wisest decision when playing the basketball. May it be a pickup game, maybe somebody that was your high school teammate. You may have had the ability and the privilege to play collegiate basketball or maybe professionally somewhere in the US of A or overseas as well. We all know that guy. We all have heard about that guy that, well, decision-making is not the best. Not at all. I mean, it's just a characteristic of their playing style, and you have to roll with it, learn how to live with the good times, live with the bad times, those times that are kind of mediocre. You got to ride with those as well. Well, Junior, there's been numerous times, and myself included, people have said, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't play this way. You don't play the basketball this way. This is not how the basketball is supposed to be played. People have been critical of Junior in the way that he has played the basketball. I don't know if it was Chris Holtmann. I don't know if it was someone that he knew. I don't know if it was him in of himself. I'm not sure. But one thing I know about Junior, he has risen his level of play. Consistently, he has made smarter decisions. May it be a bad shot he would normally take, passing out of it, maybe driving to the hole. He's gotten a lot of tough layups lately. May it be a reverses. May it be just beating the men off the dribble and having to use the glass and with a little kiss, as Bill Raftery would say, off the glass, off the backboard to put the ball into the hoop. Whatever it is, he's finding ways to do this. He's finding ways to be more consistent during games, not just one game, but games. I was always curious and I was wondering who was going to rise up in this game. At some point, you knew there was going to be a game that somebody other than E.J. Liddell was going to rise up and be a big-time player or a prime-time performer or a PTPer, as my guy Dick Vitale used to say all the time. Liddell is a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal individual. Possibly, may play in the NBA one day, not really sure. He's probably the only pro on this team. And it leaves you to wonder, in big games, if E.J. Liddell is doing his thing, who's going to step up? It was Junior this week. I think it was game before. C.J. Walker stepped up as well. You're going to find players who someone's going to step up. And with the Big Ten Conference Tournament coming right around the corner in Indianapolis, Indiana, and also to the Buckeyes' benefit, the NCAA Tournament in Indianapolis as well, it surely looks like they're the Buckeyes being familiar with Indianapolis or just the area and getting acclimated to the court there in Bankers Life Fieldhouse where the tournament will be played, the Big Ten tournament, then possibly playing there again the following week or following a couple weeks there for the NCAA tournament. Somebody on the Buckeyes will step up. I'm not sure who, but I'm very, very happy this week it was Junior. Also, this was the first time a Buckeye player what got a regular season award for their accomplishments this season as far as player of the week, either nationally or via the Big Ten. Haven't done this in a long time. Got to give my man a hand clap. He deserves it. His play keeps going up. He keeps becoming a better basketball player, and you can't complain about him like we used to. We all like to complain about athletes, but there are some athletes you can't complain about. Why? Because they're rising to the occasion and they're playing the best basketball they have played all season. Going to step away very quickly. When we come back, it's all about Chris Holtmann and appreciating the coach that he is. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection. Reliable little prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, there are coaches out there in any sport. Sometimes they get appreciated. Sometimes everybody knows what to expect from them. And then there are those coaches that, well, they might not be appreciated in the way that people think that they should. And Chris Holtmann is an individual you had known him from just being the Ohio State Buckeye basketball coach since 2017 to 2018, that first season where he went 25-9, the highest ranking in the AP poll during that year was number 8. Or it could be this is your first year learning anything about Chris Holtmann and you're seeing how he's navigating, how he's quickly taking players out, how he sometimes he gets a red face because he's so upset and perturbed based off the way that his team is playing. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, no matter if it's 17, the first time you got acclimated, you heard about Chris Holtmann, or if it's 2021 season right now when you're getting acclimated and getting to know Chris Holtmann, there's a lot to like about the individual. But also, there's a lot to learn about him from it from way back, from when he got his first job as a head coach in college basketball to where he is now. Chris Holtmann got his first job, a head coaching job in college basketball at Gardner Webb, went 11-21, 12-20, and then his third year, he went 21-13. And if you know anything about the trajectory or the trends in college basketball, you know that anytime somebody goes from a 12-win season in a mid-major to a 20-plus win season in a mid-major, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. Hey, man, hey, I see what you're doing on there. Come coach with me. Wait, you don't want me to take over the program? No. Come coach with me. Okay, cool. Next phone call. Hey, Chris. Yeah, man, I see what you're doing on there at Gardner Webb, man. Y'all really killing it. Hey, I got this job for you. I got this job. Okay. Is it Maryland? I don't know, man. But they say, hey, is it the head coaching job? Yeah, but it's Maryland. Wait. No. Sorry, not Maryland. I'm speaking for where I want to go next. No. It's Nebraska. Wait, so you're the AD at Nebraska for the basketball team? Your football team's not good, and you want me to be the head coach of the basketball team, which isn't good either? Currently speaking, not back then. Okay, cool. Yeah, okay, cool. Click. Wait. You didn't get, wait, click. No. I believe Chris Holtmann was feeling out, hearing everything, every kind of conversation that he could hear at that time. Why? Because you can't really just be the pickiest guy in the world. If you're trying to move up, there may be, you can be picky, but be picky to a degree. Chris Holtmann, actually, after that year in 2012, 2013, where he went 21-13 there at Gardner Webb, he left Gardner Webb. You all knew it was coming, by the way I led that thing up. You all knew he was going to be leaving. 21-13, went to Butler University. Now keep in mind, Brad Stevens, a now coach of the Boston Celtics, the coach of Butler when they went to back-to-back national championship games, lost on a last-second shot to that Gordon Hayward missed half-court shot, a kid from Indiana. The Indiana kids practice that all the time. Duke player, I forget his name, missed, I think it was Zubox maybe, I forget if it was him or not, but he missed the second free throw. Gordon Hayward got the rebound, 3-2-1, shoot that thing, hit the backboard off the rim. Oh my goodness, Duke wins another national championship in Indianapolis. I don't think this is going to happen this year, but if it does, it's a trend that the Blue Devils have. When the tournament is in Indianapolis, they find a way to win that thing. But the interesting thing about Chris Holtmann's story was not just his 1 year there at Butler. It was what happened prior to him being named the head coach at Butler University. After Brad Stevens left at Butler, a guy by the name of Brandon Miller was the next guy in line to be the head coach at Butler University. If you have not heard about Butler, Hinkle Fieldhouse, a very luxurious, prestigious, some say it's the cathedral of college basketball, one of the best venues I've ever watched a college basketball game at. I recently went to a game last year in Dayton, Hinkle Fieldhouse, baby. it could be just because it's in my hometown, but there's so much just to like about it. The feel, the look, you know, it's a little bit more modern, a little bit older. Go to the outside, looks old. Go to the inside, looks new. There's so much to like about that court. If you've never been there or seen pictures, I encourage you to look at the pictures or even to maybe make a trip to Indianapolis, maybe this year. Maybe the Buckeyes will be playing there in the NCAA tournament. We'll be talking about that down the road. But Brandon Miller was named the head coach for the 13-14 season where Chris Holtmann was the assistant coach. Well, Brandon Miller left the Butler University athletic basketball program on October the 1st. He left on a medical leave, unexpected, but he had to go October 1st, 2014. Remember now, the basketball season starts in November. So your coach is leaving a month, maybe a month and a half before your head coach now. Not an assistant coach. Your head coach is leaving a month to a month and a half prior to the season starting in that year. And Chris Holtmann gets thrust into the head coaching position. Nah, baby. You were the head coach at Gardner Webb. This ain't no time to read some books on what it takes to be a head coach. No, sirree, Bob. Not at all. Chris Holtmann took that job, and on January 2nd, 2015, a few months later, Butler University announced that Chris Holtmann would be the full-time, announced that Brandon Miller would not be coming back, and I believe shortly after that, Chris Holtmann was announced as the head coach of Butler University. Here's the interesting thing about Chris Holtmann and his track record as a basketball coach. I got 7 consecutive 20-win seasons going back to, as his head coach, going back to the 2012-2013 season, his last year at Gardner-Webb, where he went 21-13. I didn't count this year. They're 18-5. Now you can say there's 3 games left in the Big Ten regular season. The Buckeyes will probably beat Michigan State on Thursday. They have Iowa and Illinois left in the Big Ten regular season as well, then the Big Ten Conference Tournament. All roads lead to Chris Holtmann winning 20 games again this year. A shortened season, doesn't matter. Chris Holtmann finds the ways to tinker with the lineups, to tinker with the athletes, tinker with the players, tinker with the coaches, playing a little chess match, playing chess. And oh, that don't, no, that don't work. Okay, let me do this again. Let me go back into my lab and let me try this again. And Chris Holtmann, baby, my goodness, you look at him. When the Buckeyes are playing, the reason why, one of the reasons why, and I firmly believe this, one of the reasons why Chris Holtmann is the way that he is on the basketball court, because he demands the best. He demands his players to go above and beyond what they can do to be successful. This Ohio State Buckeye team is very much like a Butler University team when Chris Holtmann was there. Kyle Young is the style of big man that Chris Holtmann normally has at Butler University. He's not the traditional Big Ten big man where you think about Kofi Coburn or Luka Garza or even Dickinson from the team up north. Not that kind of guy. Or even Travion Williams. Those are Big Ten style big men. Luka Garza, a little different because he could stretch it out to the three. But those are your traditional Big Ten style big man. E.J. Liddell, 6'6", 240. Not a true big man. NBA, will he be a big man if he goes? No, if he goes G League, will he be a big man as far as a center? Big man, I don't believe so. Kyle Young, will he play in the G League or the NBA? I don't believe so. Zed Key, that's to be determined. As of right now, I would say no, but a lot crazier things have happened. And Chris Holtmann knows, man, this lineup here, we got to tinker things, we got to figure things out, and we got to find ways to make sure that the Buckeyes are consistently themselves on the basketball court. I like Chris Holtmann, I love what he's doing with this team, and I thoroughly encourage you to just go ahead, hop on the bandwagon if you're not already there. We've had a lot of time this year to get used to Chris Holtmann, and by us allowing Chris Holtmann to do his job and just believing in what he is as a coach, it does also allow us to be able to quickly see what Chris Holtmann can possibly do down the road as the head basketball coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Also, I do hope that he stays for a very long time, not follows the trend of today, and goes to the NBA. I hope he stays at Ohio State for 20 to 30 years. I truly do. It's a lot of fun to cover a gentleman that is winning this much. Can step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we'll talk about all the noise, all the things that have been said or written about Ohio State after their loss on Sunday. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's easily the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag or your computer or your mobile device and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device, and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, that is LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. Right now, you can hear Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. Guys, as we continue today's episode, it's Tuesday, and I just thoroughly enjoy and appreciate everyone listening or watching via WKYC on the YouTube page or YouTube, on their YouTube channel, or maybe WKYC.com. You're finding the video there, or maybe just listening via the radio.com app or Apple or Spotify or iHeartRadio or wherever you get your fine podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. And anytime you get a win or loss in a big game like what was played on Sunday, number 3 versus number 4, and it lived up to all the hype, it truly was a game that, it was a game that lived up to everything. I was trying to find another way to describe that game. It lived up to everything. And people automatically, since we have become top heavy or so hungry to see and find what team at the top will be successful at next, and well, what do we have here? What do we have here? People saying, well, it's Gonzaga. It's Baylor. It might be the team up north. And then it's everybody else. One thing we know about the contest, the NCAA tournament, anything can happen on any given tournament day. It happens all the time. Anything can happen on any tournament day. It's something that if you are just a fan of college basketball and you just watch the tournament, let's say you don't watch any college basketball but the tournament, and you see this, the seeding, you don't know anything about Virginia or Duke or North Carolina, you don't know anything about UCLA or USC, you don't know anything about Oklahoma or Texas, you know nothing about anything, Villanova, nothing. Well, what do you know? Syracuse, I can't leave my guy Jim Boeheim out. Well, you can see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, down to 16 in four different positions or brackets, smaller brackets, there on the major bracket. And in your mind, you're thinking, okay, cool, I know rankings. I know what that stuff is. I don't follow college basketball, but I know what a ranking is. And I know the number 16 team shouldn't beat the number 1 team, but it happened in Virginia. I know the number 15 team shouldn't beat the number 2 team, but that happened at Duke, and I was oh so happy. I think anybody that I know growing up with me, anytime Duke was successful, whoo-wee, your boy was not happy. No. Growing up, it was all about the Tar Heels, the North Carolina Tar Heels. And let me tell you, those Carolina Duke games are played, and they had players like Tyler Hansbrough and Sean May and J.J. Redick and Jay Williams. I know it's going different time periods, but you get the gist. And Jerry Stackhouse and Vince Carter and Rasheed Wallace and Elton Brand and Shane Battier and not Christian Leitner. I was too young to know about Christian Leitner at that time. Mike Dunleavy Jr. There we go. Let's go a blast in the past. That was when I was a youngster. When those guys got on the court together, let me tell you, it was a knockout, dragout brawl. There was a time that I even noticed that Tyler Hansbrough got a bow to the head, a bow to the eye, because went up for a rebound. Duke player said no. Tyler Hansbrough got the brunt of it. I think Carolina won the game. And I was also happy. You may be like me. Anytime Duke loses, you're happy. And people are out there saying the rankings, oh, Ohio State might be there, they might not. Let's just think about what we witnessed on Sunday. I said it yesterday, I'll say it again today. That may have been the best. And I'm not saying this like facetiously, sarcastically, or any way to describe someone that's just throwing something out there into the wind and hoping that it sticks. That may have been the best college basketball game I have seen this year. Not in my lifetime. I won't go that far. I've been alive for a long time, but I've been alive long enough to remember some good basketball games. I won't go that far, but I will say that may have been the best basketball game I've watched all season long. Big Ten basketball, basketball around the country from the large national landscape, that may have been the best one. And you mean to tell me just because the team lost by 5 points that all of a sudden they might not be the at the table, there might be a reason to remove them from the conversation of Gonzaga, Baylor, and the team up north? Might I remind you, Baylor takes the court tonight for the first time in 20-plus days. If you want to learn more about the Baylor Bears basketball team, head to the Jay Stevens podcast. I recently interviewed Kendall Cott. I believe I said his last name correctly. He covers the Baylor Bear basketball team for SB Nation. One of the most insightful, best interviews I have done on the podcast. I've done quite a few. Have a big one coming up in a few weeks as well. head over there to the podcast and check that out. Trust me, if you want to be to learn more about some of the top teams in college basketball, last week I interviewed a Gonzaga writer for SB Nation. This week it was a Baylor writer for SB Nation as well. And I do believe Ohio State will still probably be a one seed if they keep playing like they have been. I believe they probably will be a one seed in the NCAA tournament. And I don't think outside of a handful of teams, anybody wants to play them. And no matter what may happen nationally or even may locally there where you live, the Buckeyes are legit. No, they're not perfect. There's no college basketball team that's perfect. But the Buckeyes are legit, and they deserve to be at the table with the other top teams in the country. College football, partly ESPN, they're pushing and promoting the playoff, I think, more than they should. And they're saying, oh, it's all about the top four teams. Well, we kind of had that this year in college basketball. But don't sleep on all the other 67 teams. If you take the top four teams right now, but don't sleep on the other 64 teams that'll be there in the tournament, because they deserve to be there as well. Ohio State, amazing, phenomenal, great way to play this year. And I'm curious to see how they look this Thursday, how they look this coming weekend against Iowa, and how they look March 6th of last game of the Big Ten regular season against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Thank you guys so much for listening and enjoying another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Remember, guys, five-star reviews. Fill up the review section on Apple with five-star reviews. Other places you can listen to and enjoy Locked On Buckeyes are the radio.com app, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and even iHeartRadio. Just in a few places, you can subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. Tomorrow, Football Wednesday. And, man, we have a lot to talk about.